This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Whether you like it or not, welcome to a Monday. It's happening. The final day of September.
I can't even believe it, Chet.
Hey, and by the way, 1 October tomorrow, the 7th anniversary, we're thinking about you already. Those who struggle with that and just know, I would love to have a plan. I would love to tell you that we were going to do something different. I think we are best served by coming in here and having some fun and just, you know, and being normal.
I'm so on board with you. We just make it fun and laughing and giggly. Just keep it lighthearted.
Yeah, but everybody who does it, and I'm thinking of a handful of folks right now that I know personally that will struggle with tomorrow.
Sure, yeah.
And just we're thinking about you and we love you. And,
absolutely.
And, you know, that, and it'll never go away. That's the thing. 1 October will never go away.
Yeah.
You know what else will never go away? Stupid cold that Michaela brought into our lives. What the hell? Now I've got it.
I brought you a little gift.
Well, you guys stay in there, and I'll be in there.
No, that's the best
of luck
idea.
To you guys.
That's best practices.
I know. I'm sorry. It's whatever. It's going around. I think I got it from a singer. I picked it up, and then I gifted it to you.
I don't think I got it from you. I had event this weekend. And see, here's the thing. I don't make out with the women because I'm married, right?
Right. Good for
so that's
you.
Not, you know, that's good.
That's nice.
I'm stay faithful. So I've just cut it back to I only tongue kiss the men.
Good for you. Yeah. No, that's important. Yeah.
Okay. No, but there were just a lot of people. Crohn's and Colitis Foundation on Saturday night was spectacular.
I love that you do that.
That was just about as good as we can do that. You know what I mean? As far as the events go, that was just, I'm like, what are you going to change on that? I don't know. So which one of us is not muted that we have to, which one of us is not muted that we
fixed it?
Got it. We're good.
And we're back.
There's an echo when the music goes away. That's funny. That's how you know we're actually doing the video recording, because you hear that little echo in the background sometimes. And wait a minute. You sang with Wayne Newton this weekend?
Yeah, I did. It was a surprise to me as much as it was a surprise to you when I came in and told you this morning. And so it was awesome. Saturday night, I kept being told that there was a wedding at Delilah where I sing regularly and I wasn't feeling good. So I said, hey, I'm not going to come in, please. Like, I just need to sleep. And they said, no,
Michaela. There was a wedding in Delilah?
Yeah.
Oh.
They do those events a lot.
That's great.
Right?
Then so DJ Scratch and Sniff can be up there and do his thing.
Exactly.
And they can throw the garter and do the whatnot.
Exactly.
And what do you got to be there for? Nothing.
Yeah, just to serenade the people, apparently,
So the wedding, that includes you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The wedding includes
you should get
the
extra
entertainment.
For that.
I did.
Oh, well.
And even that wasn't enough to make me want to go into work that night.
And the wedding was a friend of Wayne Newton's?
Yeah. So it was a big wedding, and the parents of the bride are very good friends with Wayne Newton. They wanted it to be very Vegas themed. And so I'm getting off stage, singing The Way You Look Tonight. I get off stage, and then all of a sudden, the spotlight just turns. Like, nothing is being said.
Sure.
All you hear is Don Cachet. And all of a sudden, like Parting Waters, Wayne Newton comes walking through the dance floor onto the stage. And I swear to God, I started to cry. I don't even think I was the only one. I don't know why, just seeing him and him being like such a Vegas staple.
Nobody told you?
Nobody told me. Probably because
so
they knew that I would say something.
They go, way you look tonight, get off the stage.
Yeah.
And then you're like, why? I'm just going to take a break. And they're like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
grab some water.
Boom, boom. Wayne Newton.
Shuffling up there with Don Cachet. Looks incredible.
Yeah.
looked so good and the crowd went crazy.
Of course
I mean,
did.
You forget, I forgot, like what a staple he was, what a legend he is.
Of course he is.
He sounded incredible.
He's got his own street in this town. Are you kidding?
He does.
He's got his own street. The did you get to talk to him?
No, but he did wink and blow me a kiss.
Have you ever in the past?
Never.
He's the sweetest man.
I've heard
you'll
that.
You'll never find anyone better. He will find something about you that, and we'll mention it. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you'll say, I was on American Idol, and then he'll want to know all about it.
Oh,
like he's great like that.
It felt like that. He really, the crowd was so engaged with him and he was so genuine, just singing, and looking everyone in the eyes.
And then Donka Shane and see you later.
Then he finished with Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, good for him.
And then see you later. Didn't see him.
Two songs. How much do you think that cost? 10 grand?
More.
Really?
Well, no, maybe, no, because I think family friend discount. So probably...
I'll bet he went up there and did it for free. Yeah, I bet he just did it.
Yeah.
Two songs. I'll give you two.
Yeah.
I'll give you two.
I could see that. Mm-hmm, because he's so sweet. Listen, he was worth whatever penny they spent because it really was so nostalgic.
I'll bet it was nothing.
Yeah.
Literally, I'll bet it was nothing.
Yeah. No, you're right. If I'm thinking about it correctly.
If somebody listening now going, I want Wayne Newton to sing at my wedding. 10?
Yeah. I would say 10.
I bet 10 mm-hmm. would do it for two songs.
For two songs. Two classic songs.
$1,000 a minute.
Yeah. Oh, could you imagine?
That's what it comes
out
to. That's
amazing. Yeah.
$1,000 a minute.
Yeah.
And it, you know?
Yeah. Just a quick Donka Shane off. You know what, though? All I could think about was Vegas Vacation. That was literally what popped into my mind.
Sure.
That's where I like met Wayne Newton, was that movie. And I literally, that's all I could think about when I was watching him sing.
And by the way, from this moment forward, from my marketing mind, you sang with Wayne Newton. Saturday night, you sang. Actually, Wayne opened, or you opened for Wayne Newton. Anyway, we'll get the story straight on
Thank
this.
You.
It's no.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I have secondary question, Stacey Lopez in North Las Vegas. Sorry, I didn't mean to take your airtime, Adrian. I'll just get right into it. I'm sorry. I know you wanted to introduce her. My bad. I just jumped in. I know you know Cardi B's listening, and this is your big shot.
Go for it.
Thank you for understanding. Stacey, I have a secondary question.
Okay.
The weather guys are making such a big deal of it being 103 today, because we're going to set a record.
Yeah. Right?
So it's just summer is extended a little bit. Does it bother you that it's not 90 yet?
Does it bother me?
Yeah.
A little bit. I mean, we're getting close to October.
No, I'm good with it, though. Like, they're making a big, that heat warning. Make sure you hydrate. And I'm like, really? It's 100. We live here.
Mm-hmm.
We know how it works.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah. Better question. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Best part of my weekend, seeing the Raiders win.
Yeah, man.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Okay. When it came down to that last play, right? And so it's 20-16. It's literally the last play of the ballgame, Michaela. And the Cleveland is driving. They're down at like the 12-yard line or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Seriously, Stacey, did you not? I really thought the Raiders were going to lose. I really thought.
Yeah, I did too.
I did. And I was like, don't think like this.
Yeah.
Don't be that person. And then when they sacked the quarterback and the Raiders win, then it was like, yeah.
And then the stadium lost their mind.
Yeah, it was dope. It was dope.
Adrian, you doing okay? I know you're from Cleveland. You taking that LO, right?
Just doing producer stuff.
Yeah, shut up, bro. I'm saying Browns suck.
just doing producer stuff.
Yeah, all right. Well, Stacey, now you have to go deal with him. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. He's in a mood now. That's my bad. Maybe I wouldn't talk so much about the game yesterday when you talked to Adrian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. I would focus on the fact that you're going to be VIP'd all weekend at Reggae Rise Up. Now, listen to this. Expedited, that means you get to go fast. Expedited gate entry, which Woo-hoo. Is always VIP bar access, VIP food vendors, dedicated VIP viewing areas. You get a special VIP lanyard so everybody just knows who exactly the F you are.
Mm-hmm.
A VIP t-shirt. So again, everybody knows just exactly, you know, what they're dealing with. And the best part of it all, VIP restrooms. Yeah.
Oh, that's the best part.
You know I know. Uh-huh. You know I know. So hang on for all that. Thank you for being on the show this morning.
Thank you so much.
Bye, girl.
Have a great day.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
So everybody's concerned about AI taking over stuff, right?
Sure.
This is the, I think this is the entry point. When you start blaming it for your own screw ups, I think that's the entry level, you know, part of where AI does start, you know, starts inserting itself where it doesn't need to be mm-hmm. in our lives. 27-year-old male business management student in the UK accused of stalking and harassing a female McDonald's employee. Guy first bumped into her when he was at McDonald's working as a delivery driver. They talked, flirted maybe a little. He thought she might be interested. Thought being the key word here. They exchanged social media handles, which is, you know, the 2024 equivalent of give me your number.
Yeah, normal.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It is, but it isn't. It's like, well, I'd like to be your friend. You know what I mean? But it could send a message, right?
Yeah.
So he hits her up later. Now, she ignored the DMs, which should have been his first clue. Second clue should have been when she blocked him.
Oh, God. Okay, that's a message sent.
He then showed up at the McDonald's to order a milkshake for himself and ask if she was around, which was interpreted as harassment. Now, we weren't there. We didn't see how he asked and all of these kind of things. But, you know, he's been ignored and blocked. And then if you show up and you go, hey, is Michaela here? You know what I mean?
It's that's weird. It's weird.
It's creepy. She claims he also followed her in his car. He says it wasn't him. Okay. Uh-uh. In court. So this whole thing goes to court. And they asked him in court, the lawyer asks, do you think you were crossing a line? He said no. He didn't think that he had done anything to apologize for. Prosecutor pointed out, however, if you didn't have anything to apologize for, why did you apologize? Dun, dun, dun. In one of his social media messages before mm-hmm. he got blocked, he said, I understand that my messages may make you feel uncomfortable before asking to see her in person, right? And then that's when she blocked him. He says it wasn't him. He says it was ChatGPT.
Oh, my God.
He was desperate to go out with her. He wasn't sure why she was why she wasn't responding. So he asked ChatGPT what he should do. And he says, ChatGPT, you know, the old, I heard voices from the dog, you know, voices in my head or the dogs told me to do it, you know, whatever. Yeah. He says, ChatGPT told him that the way to go was to message her again with that message that says, I realize I may be making you uncomfortable. However, da da da. And he said, so here's my question. I think this is plausible. Look, no means no and knock it off, bro. But do you think there's a chance
that he was like seeking advice and he was just going off the advice that he
said? ChatGPT said, ChatGPT said, well, let's soften this a little.
Really? Don't apologize.
Either way, guilty of stalking. He's going to get sentenced next month. And just don't go to ChatGPT for dating advice. A close second on where you probably shouldn't go for dating advice is relationship rehab. But we'll do that coming up at 8 o'clock regardless.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Try this every morning.
Get ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Three major announcements to make right now. We have something we're contractually obligated to make a major announcement here in a second. But number one, what did you say about 2 o'clock this afternoon, Adrian? That you think you're going to hit 50,000 subscribers?
Yes, sir. We're on that path.
Let's go. Because he was at like 12K in April. The growth has been insane.
It's just amazing. I can't wrap my head around it. The Unlikely Pod, and there's a lot of heat. Huh? Wrestling term. A lot of heat around the business right now. And so people are just gobbling up wrestling content like crazy.
Yeah.
And
it's in the boom period. WrestleMania in Vegas next year. Tickets about to go on sale at the end of the month. Matter of fact, go ahead.
Oh, did you watch the Mr. McMahon?
Watch part of it, yes. Some of it I already knew, so I was like, I don't get much out of this other than his perspective on his craziness, and I'll leave it at that.
I'm not even anywhere close to where you are on this. I watched the whole thing and I devoured it. Just to hear I love these things where you just hear the stories.
Sure.
And I didn't think it was that unfair to him. He came out and went, oh, they're editing tricks and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I thought they were pretty fair. You listen, Vince McMahon Jr. is a bit of a scumbag.
To say the least.
He's a dirty boy.
Yeah.
He's a dirty boy. I don't know that he's Diddy level, but it's close. It's close. And I think he's getting a pretty fair shake in this thing. So
I'm going to watch it because that was my era when Vince McMahon and Stephanie McMahon were the thing. I'm excited to see it.
So that's one. Two, tomorrow is 1 October. We're thinking about you already, you know, and it's a funky day in this town because obviously it's the biggest tragedy that's ever hit Las Vegas. But man, what came out of it?
Oh, my God.
I'll say it. We were so good as a city, as a community, as a group. Man, we were good.
Yeah.
And there's a really great story that will come out of this from your friend.
Yeah, I have a dear friend. Can I say it or you want me to hold on?
The whole thing.
He was at the concert, of course. He shielded this woman when everything was happening. They ran out together.
He'd never met her.
Never met her. Just complete strangers.
Didn't know her.
No idea. Just saw this woman who was distressed. And 7 years later, I believe they just got engaged. They've been together madly in love. And they said, you know, in such a tragic time, it has bonded them so deeply. And also, imagine like this man saving your life. They're a beautiful couple. And it's stories like that that make, you know, days like tomorrow.
Yeah. There's always easier. Good. There's always good. Well, there's always some good somewhere.
Yeah.
So we'll tell some of that tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing. Maroon 5 is coming back to town. Another residency. Has there been anybody that's played more shows on the strip than Maroon 5? I don't know. Certainly in the modern era.
True.
You know what I mean? They're here. God, for a while, they were like our New Year's Eve house band. I'm not kidding. Maroon 5, the M5LV, the residency at Dolby Live, Wednesday, March 12th. Our buddies at Live Nation have given us tickets. They go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. for the residency that's coming back again.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. And by the way, if you've gone, oh, I really need to go do that. Yeah, you really need to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not kidding. We'll have the very first pair of tickets for the Maroon 5. Oh, I was going to use the cheesy announcement music, and I didn't do it. Well, here, I'll make this announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, exclusively on the Chet Buchanan Show, we're going to give away free tickets. Maroon 5. The very first pair of tickets to the next round of the Maroon 5 residency can be yours as Elsa Magana from West Henderson. Yeah, I'll call it Weehee. Whatever. Whatever. You. Oh, it's so cute.
It's so cute.
That's exactly the part I don't like about it.
So cute.
Oh, it's so cute. Yeah.
Weehee.
Yeah, Weehee. It's cute. Great. Just great. She's the two-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We'll let you battle her for the Maroon 5 tickets right after. What? Right after we play Maroon 5? What?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Oh, wait a minute. Has the champion abdicated her throne? Is she gone?
Where's our girl?
Might have went too hard this weekend and she didn't pick up.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Elsa Magana.
After two wins as champion, Elsa Magana, no está aquí.
What an unfortunate thing. She's been holding on for dear life.
I thought she was going to be another five-time champion.
Yeah.
I really did. I really believed she was going to be. By the way, as it stands right now, Sunrise Manor, a.k.a. Sorry.
I was too early. No, too excited.
You were ready.
City of Champions.
Yeah, Sunrise Manor, the City of Champions. The only one in double digits with 10 wins. Rhodes Ranch has 9. Silverado Ranch has 8. Centennial Hills with 7. Hendertucky with 6. Aliante, Summerlin South, Wagon Wheel, Coronado, and Anthem, 5 wins apiece. Enterprise with 4. Sorry, I got a cold. I had a sniff. Paradise and Santa Fe with 3. West Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, Green Valley Ranch, and Weehee with 2.
Let's go.
OG Summerlin, The Pueblos, Boca Park Galleria, Whitney Ranch, Mountain's Edge, East Side, and the Old Southwest.
Ooh, I like how you say all those places.
One win each. And, and whatever. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 five-time champions. And how many of them have gotten their championship belt? 0.
Mm-hmm.
Working on it. Mm-hmm. I'm actually not working on it. I'm not working on it at all. I've completely blown it off. But it's going to happen soon. So we start with 2 new contestants today. Contestant number 1 is...
Kenya Butler from Cheyenne and Rainbow. What are we calling that?
Call that really loud. Cheyenne and Rainbow is...
We had this conversation last week.
That's West Side. That's West Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Is it Spring Valley? Can we call you Spring...
I don't think
we did. Cheyenne. Oh, Cheyenne and Rainbow. No, that's Northwest.
Yeah.
Cheyenne and Rainbow is Northwest.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because we did have somebody from there last week, and I think you said Northwest.
Cheyenne and Rainbow, Northwest. Because it's not OG Summerlin, but it's close. We'll call it Northwest. Yeah, and her car is really loud. And contestant number 2 is?
We got Miley Kellogg from Southern Highlands.
That was it. And Miley, Miley in the gates? Inside the gates or outside the gates?
I'm inside the gates.
You're a liar.
And that's of the golf course of the last community before you're no longer Southern Highlands. Remember, we discussed this.
Oh, so you... Oh, we have talked about this before?
Yes. Wait. I won the Justin Timberlake contest.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So you actually have to go buy a security guard to get into your house.
No, I don't. I just have to click the little gate.
So you're outside the gates. You're inside a gate. You're not inside the gates.
Not the gates.
You're not in those gates. Okay. Well, all right. I see what you're doing over here. I see what's going on.
Right in the coattails of the gate.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fair.
It's still so high.
Yeah,
but
dude.
It's, you know, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're not.
You got to click something to get in.
Yeah.
Get
so low. So low.
All right. So here's the deal. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until we call on you because you may very well give the answer to the other person and you may not hear them buzz in before you, you know, so just don't answer until we call on you. First 1 to 3 wins. Your quiz master is the one and only Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
We talked about her this morning. This famous rapper is getting blasted for airing out all her dirty laundry with her soon-to-be ex-husband on IG Live. Now she's saying...
Miley got in first.
Cardi B.
Are we talking about Cardi B?
Yeah.
guys. We're talking about Cardi B and Miley, who's in the gates, but not those gates. Jumps out to an early 1-0 lead.
This singer, known for hit songs like Summertime Sadness and Young and Beautiful, got married over the weekend, surprising her family and fans. What's her name?
I don't know this one.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Nobody?
Shut up, dummy.
What is it?
Lana Del Rey.
Oh, I knew that.
You knew it.
I knew she married the alligator tour guy.
Yeah, and everyone was like, oh my God.
I was like, Summertime Sadness. I know what that is, but I couldn't remember. Oh, I feel so dumb right now. All right, so Miley with one. Nobody else got nothing.
This superstar just released a new album that was actually recorded at the Palms in Las Vegas while she was finishing her singing residency and filming The Joker. What's her name?
Kenya.
Kenya wants the answer.
Lady Gaga.
Is it Lady Gaga? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Nicely done. We're tied at one.
This boy band just added more Vegas dates to their first ever Vegas residency.
I think that was Miley that got in first.
New Kids on the Block.
Is it?
Hey.
Yes, it is. Miley's up 2-1.
The Queen of Burlesque, who currently has a residency at the Venetian in Las Vegas, says she may abandon burlesque altogether. What's her name?
I don't know this one.
Miley.
Oh, wait, Miley. No, Miley got in just before the buzzer.
Dita Von Teese.
Dita Von Teese for the win. Is it Dita Von Teese? She's going to give up burlesque, which is really what she's known for.
Let's go.
It's weird. Yes. That's weird.
It's so weird. I think she's going to keep doing burlesque, but she wants it to be more of a Cirque du Soleil, is what she's saying. The word burlesque she doesn't associate with as much anymore. That's what the interview was. Sounds like, all right, Gina.
Whatever.
Whatever, girl.
Yeah, whatever.
Fine.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah, and they want burlesque.
Kenya, you gave it a good run.
Thank you.
Gotta let you go, buddy. Have a great day. Have a great week. Thank you so much for calling and being part of the game. Look at you, Miley Kellogg, the new champion.
Oh, my gosh. Wait.
Is she the first?
So low on the board.
Yes.
I was going to say, Southern Highlands, it's the first win for Southern Highlands.
Yes.
Nicely done.
No, girl.
And you have the first pair of tickets to the extension of the Maroon 5 residency. Mark off March 12th on your calendar, and thanks to our friends at Live Nation. And we will see you tomorrow as you defend your brand new title on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, what project does Kate Winslet have coming out?
Oh, because she's doing so much press right now.
And she's talking about Titanic.
I know. I saw she...
And that's always what that is. That's not because they just want you to, like, same thing with Demi Moore.
Totally.
Which, by the way, I hear that movie that Demi Moore did, like, people were walking out of the theater. It's too much.
Yeah, no. Do you remember when Adrian saw it at the drive-in the other night with his son? Oh, and he was like, it's too much.
What's crazy is her performance was amazing,
right?
But the movie was gory as hell. Mm. It's called The Substance.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Kate Winslet, I feel like we already knew this. Kate Winslet's talking about the door scene.
Yeah.
At the end of Titanic.
Right.
And she's like, that the scene was shot in a infinity tank. Leo was actually on his knees, that the water was only waist high.
Yeah. I feel like we've seen those behind the scenes videos.
And don't we already know how movies work?
Yeah, but there's like videos where it shows like what it actually looked like on set.
Yeah.
So that's not like news.
Okay, so this isn't new.
No.
Yeah, because I was
new.
It's making the rounds though. So.
And who, and by the way, who's going to go, what? I thought they were in the ocean. What are you, idiot? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What else
Come on.
Shocks you? The nacho cheese at 7-Eleven is not real cheese?
Whoa, but it is delicious.
Yes, it is.
Didn't say it wasn't. Not real cheese.
Unfortunately.
What? Are you kidding me? Okay, and she said that they had, apparently that the tank was recirculating water, so there was a constant sound, kind of like when we play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, and all you hear is car noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm never not going to play that game. I'm going to hang on to that like grim death.
We love that game.
I don't care. One day we'll figure out how to filter out car noise. But apparently there was a constant sound of water rushing, and they had to do it over and over and over. And finally they said, we'll film it. And then they went back in and they had to dub in the talking.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So a lot of times you won't see their lips moving. You know what I mean? Like they'll cut away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. But that would make sense because Leo's lips were so blue. That was the first time I ever saw blue lips. I was like 10 when the movie came out. I went with my grandma, Vivian, RIP, love you. And she had blue lips. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy.
They must really be in the ocean.
I did. Well, at 10, I really didn't think they were in the ocean.
Poor Leo, get him out of there.
Can I tell you though, when this sex scene came up, my grandma, an Italian Catholic old woman, was so nervous.
Oh, sure.
She put both her hands over my eyes so tight.
How old are you?
I was like 10, but we were movie buddies.
You don't need to be seeing that.
I didn't, but imagine her nervousness. She was mortified.
You don't need to be seeing the back seat.
No, I didn't.
The whatnot.
No.
Zayn Malik's playing a sold-out show at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Friday, October 25th. Would you like to... I never did confirm with you. Do we have two sets of these? Will you check? I believe. Here's what I know.
Today we have two sets.
That's all I'm looking for. So the 177-second survey is coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll give away a pair of tickets there. And then if you miss out on that, Relationship Rehab, their sister is getting divorced, and they wonder what the protocol is on the brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Because they really love the brother-in-law, and he's the godfather to their children. And do they have to cut ties with him?
Been there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah. Yeah. I mean, you should, but do you have to? I mean, or maybe, or should you?
You know? It's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about that at 8 o'clock. 177-second survey coming up next.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
177-second survey is coming up in just a minute. You want to see Zayn Malik? He's got a sold-out show at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. The only way that I know of for you to get tickets is from us.
Oh, yeah.
The only way I know of. That show sold out Friday, October 25th. Would you like to go?
Mm-hmm.
Be caller number 25 right now at 702-364-9898. We talked about this on Friday. Okay, obviously on Mondays, we always ask, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Sure.
So I want to know that.
Yep.
But secondarily, told the story of my buddy, Terry Anderson, who I grew up with. And every time you go, hey, it's over there to your right. And he's got to put his right hand across his heart and say, I pledge allegiance to the flag. So he can figure out that that's his right hand.
Yeah.
Because he has a problem with it.
So funny to me.
And apparently... that's not uncommon.
That's wild. So, I mean, no judging, but...
It is... No, it's wild. But since I was a kid, I'm familiar with it.
Uh-huh.
Not me. I think it's stupid. But whatever. I've been waiting all weekend to say that. 702-364-9898.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey man, who's on the phone, brother?
We got Tiffany Buenafew.
Oh, yeah?
Brad, oh, yeah?
Bots that.
Buenafew?
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 She's called before, too. It's been a minute,
Tiffany,
but Green Valley.
Buenafew?
Tiffany, Buenafew? Oh, wait. Hang on a second. Helps if I turn that on.
She couldn't even...
Tiffany, say it one more time. Tiffany Buenafew?
Buena
Fe. Oh, Buena Fe. All right.
Yeah, man. Quit driving on the turtles. Quit it. Stay in your lane.
No, I'm
what
not.
Are you doing, dude?
She said, no, I'm not.
I'm not. We could hear it. We could hear
I'm
your car
not.
Go. Brr, brr, brr. We heard what was going on. You're 177. Yeah, we got to figure if there's ever more of an example of why we need to fix the roads in Southern Nevada, it's listening to this show. It's just
we're the perfect example.
Hearing people trying to drive And it's like, are you changing lanes? No, it's just the road is crap. It's awesome. Hey, Tiff. So, first question. Do you have trouble knowing your left from your right?
Kinda. I used to make the L sign, so I know it's my left.
That was the other thing.
Oh, my God. No way.
One person said they still have to do the trick where you put your thumb and pointer fingers out. The one that looks like an L, that's your left hand. That's how
you
know.
Oh, my God. That's genius. I'm literally doing it right now. That makes sense. Yes. If you did it with your right hand, it's the wrong way.
It's backwards.
Genius.
Yeah, the one that looks like an L is your left.
Buena fe.
And then my boy, and like I said, my boy does the Pledge of Allegiance because he puts his right hand over.
Smart.
Yeah. This woman's on TikTok. That's how it got started, because she saw a video where somebody said left and right are just as intuitive to them as up and down, and she has to think about it and thought that was just normal behavior that everybody had to think about.
Yeah.
And then there were a bunch of people that got into the comments. There were a few that were making fun, but then there were hundreds of people going, yeah, I got an issue. That's crazy. It's wild to me.
Yeah.
And kind of cool.
Kind of cool.
I kind of respect that. Like, because I think that your brain, you, Tiffany, probably, and others like that, your brain's just being used in other ways.
Totally. Totally agree with that.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Can't be bothered with stupid directions. You know what I mean? You got other stuff. You know, you've got like quantum theory up there or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got the cure for cancer in your brain somewhere.
Who needs directions?
Yeah. Can't be bothered with left or right. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I didn't really do nothing much. I just spent time with my kids.
What did y'all do?
They got grounded, so they did chores.
Oh, so the best part of your weekend, if I could boil this down for you, is the silence, I would assume.
Oh, 100%.
There you go.
And less fighting.
See, I knew
Perfect.
We'd get to it. I knew we'd get to it. Adrian, what was the best part of your weekend?
I was going to ask what they got grounded for, but Cardi B and Offset getting a divorce.
I'll ask the questions here. All right, listen. I'll do the question answers.
Cardi B and Offset getting divorced. Or being officially done.
That was really funny the last time that I said, I'll ask the questions here. That was really funny, and it went over. We all laughed so hard 6 months ago.
We did.
Today, not so much.
Six months ago was a different time.
Today, that didn't go over at all.
Yeah. We're in different spaces in our lives now.
No, but really, I'll ask the questions. all right, fine. No, and Tiffany's like, I'm over this completely. Can I have my prize now, please? Yes, you can. Zayn Malik at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan, Friday, October 25th. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Have fun.
Okay, now I'm interested, too. What did the kids get grounded for?
My youngest tried baiting my oldest. So, like, my oldest was already mad. And then my youngest was like, why are you fussing? And then next thing you know, they're bumping each other, and my oldest just pushed my youngest so hard that he sprained his wrist.
So siblings.
So everybody's grounded.
Yeah.
Take them all. You know what
I mean?
The
most sibling story I've ever heard.
It's like in hockey. One guy shoves another guy, the other guy, and next thing you know, everybody's in the box.
It's over.
Yeah. All right. Hang tight 1 second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, relationship rehab coming up in just a second. Aces lose game one of the WNBA semifinals. They were in New York. They were taking on the Liberty. That could have been a lot worse than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Two of New York's players played really well.
Mm-hmm.
And not for nothing, New York has been tough on the Aces all year. We didn't beat them once this year.
Yeah.
So, honestly, 87-77, I didn't hate it that much.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Obviously, tomorrow night, game two, it's a best of five. So, you know, three strikes, you're
out. Sure.
It's big. It's big, big.
Yeah.
And Friday at Michelob Ultra Arena, big, big.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go, y'all. VGK at Colorado tomorrow at 6:30. So make sure you get home from work. Raiders with the base. Sorry, Adrian.
Sorry for your loss.
Adrian's Cleveland kid. But yeah, Raiders pulled it out.
Yeah, they did. I think it's great.
And yeah, played tough. They win 20-16. They'll go to Denver on Sunday. Rebels ranked number 25 in the AP poll for the first time name ever.
Let's go.
That Sluka kid.
Yeah, what's happening?
Told
with
you
that?
I was right.
It's not going to be a good gamble for him. It's not going to turn out well for him.
For him.
I don't think. Mm-hmm. Rebels are 4-0. Everything's just fine. In fact, the kid that played, Malik Hodge-Williams?
Yes.
Is that his name? Malik was awesome. Fresno State they pounded the puppies.
Oof.
Fresno State Bulldogs, they pounded the puppies.
Uh-huh.
59-14. Syracuse comes to Allegiant Stadium on Friday, which is funky. You know what I mean? It's wild. There'll be a lot of orange there. So Rebel fans, you better step up.
Uh-huh.
Friday, we'll be busy with the Aces across town. Well, across the freeway, not even across town, just across the freeway. But Rebel fans, get yourself to Allegiant.
Listen, this is awesome. I love how the city has become such a sports city. Growing up, there was none of this.
Nothing. No, it was just UNLV. That was it. And football sucked.
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
I was there for it. and 66 days till Toy Drive. This is the last day for the Walgreens scannable. So get in. And if Walgreens asks you to donate, listen, I know it makes you crazy. The other day, oh, you want to round up your purchase for whatever?
We get it.
Yeah, and listen, I'm way into charity. You know that. But I don't do that at the store because I want to give to something I know what it is.
Yeah, of course.
Like I want to be able to feel it and touch it and smell it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is one of those times because this is Toy Drive.
Yeah, you know what it is.
But it's the last day for Walgreens. So if you go in there and they ask you, say yes, 66 days till Toy Drive. All right, relationship Rhea. Hey, guys, I'm so bummed out about this. My sister-in-law and her husband are getting a divorce. They have two kids together. They've been married 15 years. The divorce isn't because of infidelity or anything like that. It's just the relationship just doesn't work anymore. My husband and I just had a baby. And we both want our daughter's uncle, the brother-in-law,
mm-hmm.
to be part of her life. My brother-in-law is a great guy. We want our daughter to know him and my sister-in-law, or my sister is what she meant to say, and my sister as she grows up. So much so that we're thinking of asking them to be her godparents. However, the problem is, with a divorce in progress, there's a lot of tension in my husband's family. The only time anybody talks to him is when they have to talk about their kids. Other than that, he's persona non grata. So for the sake of my sister-in-law, oh, it's her husband's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So, you know, that's right. So she wants the daughter to know the sister-in-law and the brother-in-law. Great, great, blah, blah. So for the sake of my sister-in-law and my husband's family, is it best to just cut all ties with the brother-in-law? And are we wrong for wanting to keep him in our daughter's life?
Oh, man. I've lived it.
That's why divorce sucks. Divorce sucks for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody.
Literally, when my best friend got divorced from his wife, and I called her, and because we'd been friends. They'd been together for years. They met in college. So we all grew up together.
Yep.
And I called her because I thought it was the thing to do. Like, we were friends before. Why would we not be friends now? And I told my buddy, I said, I'm going to call your wife. I want to make sure she's okay. He goes, that's cool. You guys are friends. It's all
right. Yeah.
He goes, it's all right. I called her. She goes, yeah. I just called to see how you were doing. That's it?
Oh.
That's what you called for?
Oh, God.
She thought there was something wrong.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, and everybody gets all crazy, and they think, you know, and you've got to divorce everybody.
Yeah, it's very tough when children are involved. I think it like makes the stakes even higher.
Mm.
I've been through this with my own family.
Yep.
Although it was a very tough thing, I have a very strong opinion about
good.
This.
Are you burn the house to the ground?
Smells
like burn it all down.
You're going to be surprised.
You're burning it all down. No. Wait a minute. I do know you. I do know you. You're like, no, everybody should stay together.
100%.
Everybody should know.
Yeah.
No, I honestly, sometimes, maybe. But I will also tell you that there's no, you've, in fact, the first person The first person that says opposite of this will be the first person. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Every single person I know that knows my wife and I, they say, don't mess this up, bro. Because if you two break up, we're keeping her.
Yes. No shot. Same, Amy.
See, this is what I say.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab, and this certainly is not the first time that this has ever been an issue. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Sister-in-law and her husband are getting a divorce. So they have two kids together. They've been married for 15 years. The divorce isn't because anybody cheated or anything, you know, bad like that.
Right.
It's just the relationship didn't work. My husband and I just had a baby. And we both want our daughter's uncle to be part of her life. Brother-in-law is a great guy. We also want our daughter to know him and my sister-in-law as she grows up. So much so, thinking of asking them to be godparents. Sorry, sniffles, cold.
It's okay.
It's trying to get a grip right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, listen, it's real life.
So much so that we're thinking of asking them to be her godparents. The problem is, with a divorce in progress, a lot of tension in her husband's family.
Of course.
The only time anybody talks to him is when they got to talk about their kids. So other than that, he's cut out of the whole deal. So for the sake of her sister-in-law and her husband's family, is it best to just cut all ties with the brother-in-law? And you're absolutely against it.
Yep.
Wait, which one? Who am I talking to? Daisy? Is that who we said? So Daisy, you say keep him, keep everybody.
I say keep everybody. I dealt with this with my own family. I kept my sister-in-law. She's my best friend. You wanted me to be close to her when you guys were married. We got close. You can't expect me to just shut it down now. No way.
Daisy, you feel the same way.
Kind of. I mean, I think when it comes to the kids, you could talk about it, but anything else, no, you have to respect your siblings' wishes. I mean, at least for right now, while it's still fresh, I think once time passes, like time heals all wounds, then yeah, start bringing them in a little bit. I'm sure the sibling will ease up on it.
So it's the husband's brother. Right?
Yeah.
It's the husband's brother that's getting the divorce. There's no blood ties to the sister. It's sister-in-law. Sister-in-law. Who are the ties?
I thought it was her husband's sister. Blood. The husband's sister.
It's the husband's sister.
And she's saying, because it's still her sister-in-law. But
does she get to tell? Does she get to say? Does she get to have the say then? Whoever the blood relative is.
Kind of gets a say.
Do they get the say?
Yeah, whoever the blood relative is. Whoever you were raised with. Sorry, my kids are laughing.
No, it's all good.
Another game in the back.
We couldn't hear them.
Whoever you were raised with, they kind of have dibs.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
See, I feel like if there was infidelity or some drama, that would give more of a reason to not want to continue the relationship. But if it's just not working, I feel like you've been with this person as a family member, in-laws or not, for an extensive period of time. When things were good, you were bonding, you made memories, you love each other. Shouldn't have to just let it go.
Blood is thicker than water.
Sometimes, not all the time.
Exactly. So in this case, I mean, what I'm saying is, you're pretty absolute on this.
Yeah. Well, just because it happened to me, in my experience, this happened and I made a firm stance. My brother is my best friend. That's my baby. I love him. But I'm very close with his wife.
Yeah.
They're now separated.
But
it's not changing.
But this is different. So I think every case is different.
Yeah.
And I respect your feelings. But geez, maybe budge a little.
No.
God. Dig your feet in much.
Try to push me over. It's not happening.
She's being really stubborn right now, and I dig it. I really, Daisy, honest to God, I really like it. And
yeah.
I'm trying to bait her.
Was your brother okay with it when you stayed friends with him?
Yeah. Was he okay?
At first, he wasn't, and then he understood because we had a relationship, and now it's all good.
For the record,
and he's still my baby.
And Michaela is now not even looking at me.
You're looking away.
Because she knows I'm trying to bait her into this, and she's not taking the bait. Hey, Daisy, how many kids do you have?
Three.
Wow, all in the car. They're being so good.
2. I just dropped off my oldest, but 2 right now, like, I gave him the tablet, like, the emergency tablet, and I'm
nice.
Okay with it.
Sure. Well, good. Well, hey, guess what, guys? Mommy's going out. She's going to go see Zayn Malik and leave you at home with that babysitter you don't
Yay!
Like. Yay!
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Hang on one second. We'll get all the details. You guys are being so good. We're so proud of you.
You're so good.
Hang on one second. Have a great day. I think there's, I don't know that there's an actual, is there a definitive answer, Amber? Is there a definitive answer?
I think when it involves children, and if this person is a good person, it's really hard to find good people that are involved in your children's life. Mm-hmm. And so you shouldn't let it go.
But does it matter that they just had the baby? Baby doesn't know Uncle Jim. You know what I mean? Yeah, the baby doesn't know.
If they cut ties now, then there's chances that they won't ever.
But I think she's talking about their children. Like, this uncle is close to their children who are old enough now.
You keep baffling me with the actual details and the truth of this thing. I keep trying to find a way to wiggle out of it. And then, no, they have 2 kids. My husband and I just had a baby. No, so they didn't know that they have kids.
But she's still close to those kids.
No,
there's
stop
grown
it with
children.
That.
There's That's older no. children. No, no, there's older children, and the older children are still involved.
She doesn't care about that.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't. Read the thing.
Okay, let's look.
She's not asking about that.
Really bad, but he didn't do anything really bad. Mm-hmm. So I think the adults need to put their stuff aside for the kids, whether it be a baby or older kid or
tote sis.
Guys are killing me.
I have 5 children, and it's really hard to find people that I can keep around my children and that I trust and I want around my kids. So I absolutely would keep them around.
I know I'm trying to find a way to wiggle out of this and be on the other side of it, and you guys are baffling me and running circles.
Just play the island music.
No. Adrian, am I on the island? Am I on the island? Are you on their side?
I'm on Michaela's side on this.
Is there anybody on the phone? Deanna's like, leave him, but do it nicely.
And that's Brad.
Yeah, Brad. God, I didn't even think about it. I wasn't even considering the fact that I had to be on the island. All right, fine. Here's what's great is I'm really not on the island. All right, fine. Keep him around then. If you're adult enough to do it, that's a good thing. Yeah. And you're right. It's hard. Amber, you're so right. It's hard to find good people that will be around your kids and be there for you and your kids. So when you got one, keep them. Yeah, just because they can't figure it out and stay together, why do you have to get hurt?
Yeah, Chetty, come back over here. Yeah. Leave that island and come on over.
I just don't want to be on the island.
All right, come back. Swim over.
I've got a cold. I've got a cold, and I don't want to just be alone. Bye. All right, Amber, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks to everybody. Have a great Monday. Thank you for calling and being part of Relationship Rehab. Chet Buchanan Show. All right,
the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Are you a fan of Prince?
Yeah, big time.
Prince?
Yep. Purple Rain's my favorite song ever.
How about the movie?
Loved it. It's okay. It's a little long for me to watch it multiple times.
It's a little what?
A little long.
Long.
To watch it multiple times. But yeah,
purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yes. Let's go, Chetty.
No, I love Purple. I love Purple.
You do?
Oh my God. I would die for you into Baby I'm a Star. Don't play them separately. Play them together. That's no, like it, like on the album as the Lord intended it.
Yeah.
And as Prince intended it. So.
I love that you said that.
In the movie, the house that Prince, and I'm making air quotes, grew up in, his house, that they've, Wendy and Lisa, part of his band,
sure,
from the Revolution,
yep,
they're part of this deal, and they've turned this house, which is actually in Minneapolis,
because
they filmed all the stuff on location.
Yeah.
Because at the time, who knew that Purple Rain was going to become, or Prince, or any of this
of
other
course.
Stuff was going to be what it was.
Yeah.
They just thought maybe they had something, and they might be able to turn this guy into a star, which obviously
clearly
happened.
A legend.
Oh, my God. So, we share a birthday.
Nuh-uh.
And when he was here, when he was here, I tried to leverage that to get an interview. Prince doesn't do interviews, and I was told that in no uncertain terms.
Yeah.
I said, I just want to wish him happy birthday. They were like, but he's Jehovah, so he doesn't celebrate.
You know what's interesting? My fiance was Jehovah raised, and it's a very interesting religion. Yeah. Yeah, no
celebration. So this house that was in the movie has been transformed into a shrine to both the movie and to Prince himself. And they're doing, in honor of the movie's 40th anniversary, they're offering it up as an Airbnb. 25 one-night stays, you know, so 25 different people.
Of course.
It's weird. It's a little weird because each stay costs $7 per person in honor of the Prince song, Seven, which has nothing to do with Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you book this house as the Airbnb, if you're able to get in and get it,
right,
you get to listen to Prince's personal tape collection. Cool.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
See the actual outfits that he wore.
Kind of cool.
Cool. Smell his curated scent bar featuring his favorite perfumes.
Okay. Very cool.
No, I'm out.
I'm out.
There's a music lounge with instruments and an app that will teach you how to play and or sing Purple Rain or both. There's a secret door that leads to, quote, a room filled with treasures.
Oh, wow.
Right? All of that. Here's the thing. I'd like to go see it. Do you want to sleep there?
Yeah, I would. Now that you've mentioned all the things that come with it, and as gross as it may be to other people, a curated scent bar, I'm such a scent girl, perfume girl to the max. I would love it. I would sleep in it. I'm good. I would do it.
I wouldn't sleep. You know what I just realized? I'd book the Airbnb, but I'd stay up all night. Like, how long do you go at like 4 p.m. and then leave at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Okay, so you want to like make use of your time.
I'd like to request a late checkout. No, sir. No, sir, we can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to sleep. I wouldn't want to.
Why?
And I'd hear stuff. I don't know. It's creepy to me.
It's creepy to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going there. I'm not going there to brush my teeth.
Yeah, you're not going there for a normal sleep experience.
Put on your jammies.
Yeah, no.
Get into bed.
Right. You're going to learn Purple Rain.
Yeah. I might get naked and put perfume all over my body. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Michaela, have you ever gotten a gift that you wish you could just, you know, you're like, maybe this isn't for me. I'd like to maybe return this. Have you ever? I've gotten stuff that I go, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
And then what do? I keep it. I put it on a shelf. I display it. It's like, why do I have all this stuff?
Depending on what it is, I'll re-gift it. We always talk about those re-gifting closets. If it's good enough, I'll send it back to somebody else.
Well, asking for a friend, and in this case, the friend is the nation of Finland. What's the return policy on giant pandas? See, back in 2017, Finland was celebrating 100 years of independence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So China wanted to send something nice, and they sent them two giant pandas. And it wasn't a full-on gift. They were said, you can have these until 2033, and then we'll take them back then, right?
Okay, so like on loan.
Yeah, so it seems nice. And then people come see the pandas, and, you know, maybe they make a little money off of it at the zoo or, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Finland basically called China earlier this week and said, what's your return policy on this?
Stop.
Do I have to have a receipt? Do we need to?
What happened?
They're too expensive. I guess it's really tough to take care of giant pandas. And Finland's like, we don't have the time. We don't, you know, we need a bigger house. I guess it's the idea of like, if your friends, you know, for their kid's birthday and you give them a pony and they're like, what are we going to do with this?
Yeah, dude.
So China has agreed to take them back. The zoo built a 9 $1 million habitat to try and take care of these pandas when they first arrived. On top of that, giant pandas, two of them, cost about $2 million a year to care for. The bamboo that giant pandas eat, they had to fly it in from the Netherlands.
This is a lot of work for a present.
And since the pandemic, ain't nobody going to the zoo.
True.
So they're losing money and it's too much. And Finland said, can you just take them back a little bit early? Like I said, China said, okay, and it'll be fine. But that's just funny to me. It's like, oh, look at this great gift. Now we don't want it.
Yeah, no, take it back. It's expensive.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
How difficult has your life been being McCaleb at having it spelled the way it is? M-I-K-A-L-A-H?
That silent H really takes me out sometimes.
My guess is the next time that somebody spells your name the first time they meet you, that they spell it correctly, will be the first time.
Yes, 100%.
And being a kid with the name Chet, that doesn't go well either.
No, that's hard too.
So, but it's the way, I mean, obviously parents do whatever they want. A 7-year-old boy in the UK was denied a passport recently. His parents were told because his name, quote, relates to a trademark or copyright, so they would not give him a passport. His name is Loki Skywalker Mowbray, the Star Wars. The Star Wars reference was intentional because he was born on May the 4th.
Oh my God.
So they were told that they would have to get permission from Disney or change the boy's name.
Oh, no way.
As you might imagine, the family wasn't so hot on either of those options.
No.
Especially because they're not trying to make money off of it. I mean, copyright infringement, you know what I mean? You've got to be trying to, like a lot of times nobody cares. There's certain things that we can't say on the air, even if we think it's innocent.
Sure.
In fact, here's the real story that comes to mind every time I have a story like this. Bruce Buffer, who's the announcer for UFC, is the brother of Michael Buffer. And I met Bruce Buffer way back before the UFC even happened, because Michael was the muscle that would go out and tell people, hey, you can't say let's get ready to rumble. And so we were trying to do it for a sporting event. We wanted to use it. And so somebody said, well, why don't you be the one to take care of it? So I ended up reaching out to Michael Buffer. So I reached out and he was cool. They were cool about it. We paid him a little money and we everything was just, it was fine. And ended up turning into a pretty good deal for them, I think, because they got a bulk deal from everybody in the league, if you know.
So
people enforce that stuff and we get those. You've seen in your 8 months of being here, you've seen not even 8 months yet. You've seen probably 15 emails about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So the story has picked up steam and now the authorities kind of got a little bit pressured. And strangely enough, the email that they got from the passport people said, oh, we're going to approve it. It had just been delayed a little bit.
Oh, no, that's shady.
But I wonder if it had not gotten any traction, you know, media wise, if they'd held them up on Disney. And Disney didn't even have it. See, and don't get mad at Disney over it, because Disney doesn't care.
Yeah.
It was just some over-officious, you know, person in the passport office that thought they had to stand up for Disney's rights. God bless them.
We're here for Disney.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, do you know anybody that's gone to another country to get a medical procedure done?
Yes, I do a lot. Unfortunately, a lot of people I know.
Those showbiz types that you run with. I assume.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab, and this certainly is not the first time that this has ever been an issue. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
Sister-in-law and her husband are getting a divorce. So they have two kids together. They've been married for 15 years. The divorce isn't because anybody cheated or anything, you know, bad like that.
Right.
It's just the relationship didn't work. My husband and I just had a baby. And we both want our daughter's uncle to be part of her life. Brother-in-law is a great guy. We also want our daughter to know him and my sister-in-law as she grows up. So much so, thinking of asking them to be godparents. Sorry, sniffles, cold.
It's okay.
It's trying to get a grip right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, listen, it's real life.
So much so that we're thinking of asking them to be her godparents. The problem is, with a divorce in progress, a lot of tension in her husband's family.
Of course.
The only time anybody talks to him is when they got to talk about their kids. So other than that, he's cut out of the whole deal. So for the sake of her sister-in-law and her husband's family, is it best to just cut all ties with the brother-in-law? And you're absolutely against it.
Yep.
Wait, which one? Who am I talking to? Daisy? Is that who we said? So Daisy, you say keep him, keep everybody.
I say keep everybody. I dealt with this with my own family. I kept my sister-in-law. She's my best friend. You wanted me to be close to her when you guys were married. We got close. You can't expect me to just shut it down now. No way.
Daisy, you feel the same way.
Kind of. I mean, I think when it comes to the kids, you could talk about it, but anything else, no, you have to respect your siblings' wishes. I mean, at least for right now, while it's still fresh, I think once time passes, like time heals all wounds, then yeah, start bringing them in a little bit. I'm sure the sibling will ease up on it.
So it's the husband's brother. Right?
Yeah.
It's the husband's brother that's getting the divorce. There's no blood ties to the sister. It's sister-in-law. Her sister-in-law. Who are the ties?
I thought it was her ties? Husband's sister. Husband. Blood. The husband, it's the his sister. Sister.
It's the husband's sister.
And she's saying, because it's still her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
But.
Does she get to have the say then? Whoever the blood relative is.
Kind of gets a say.
Do they get the say?
Yeah, whoever the blood relative is. Whoever you were raised with. Sorry, my kids are laughing.
No, it's all good.
Game in the back.
We couldn't hear them.
Whoever you were raised with, they kind of have dibs.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
See, I feel like if there was infidelity or some drama, that would give more of a reason to not want to continue the relationship. But if it's just not working, I feel like you've been with this person as a family member, in-laws or not, for an extensive period of time. When things were good, you were bonding, you made memories, you love each other. Shouldn't have to just let it go.
Blood is thicker than water.
Sometimes, not all the time.
Exactly. So in this case, I mean, so what I'm saying is, you're pretty absolute on this.
Yeah. Well, just because it happened to me. In my experience, this happened and I made a firm stance. My brother is my best friend. That's my baby. I love him. But I'm very close with his wife.
Yeah.
They're now separated.
But
it's not changing.
But this is different. So I think every case is different.
Yeah.
And I respect your feelings. But geez, maybe budge a little.
No.
God.
Moving.
Dig your feet in much.
Try to push me over. It's not happening.
She's being really stubborn right now, and I dig it. I really, Daisy, honest to God, I really like it. And
yeah.
I'm trying to bait her.
Was your brother okay with it when you stayed friends with him?
Yeah. Was he okay?
At first, he wasn't. And then he understood because we had a relationship, and now it's all good.
For the record,
and he's still my baby.
And Michaela is now not even looking at me.
You're looking away.
Because she knows I'm trying to bait her into this, and she's not taking the bait. How many kids do you have?
Three.
Wow, all in the car. They're being so good.
2. I just dropped off my oldest, but 2 right now, like, I gave him the tablet, like, the emergency tablet, and I'm
nice.
Okay with it.
Sure. Well, good. Well, hey, guess what, guys? Mommy's going out. She's going to go see Zayn Malik and leave you at home with that babysitter you don't
Yay!
Like.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Hang on one second. We'll get all the details. You guys are being so good. We're so proud of you.
You're so good.
Hang on one second. Have a great day. I think there's, I don't know that there's an actual, is there a definitive answer, Amber? Is there a definitive answer?
I think when it involves children and if this person is a good person, it's really hard to find good people that are involved in your children's life. Mm-hmm. And so you shouldn't let it go.
But does it matter that they just had the baby? Baby doesn't know Uncle Jim. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the baby doesn't
know. If they cut ties now, then there's chances that they won't ever...
But I think she's talking about their children. Like, this uncle is close to their children who are old enough now.
You keep baffling me with the actual details and the truth of this thing. I keep trying to find a way to wiggle out of it. And then, no, they have 2 kids. My husband and I just had a baby. No, so they didn't know that they have kids.
But she's still close to those kids.
No,
there's
stop
grown
it with
children.
That.
There's
That's
older
no.
children. No, no, there's older children, and the older children are still involved.
She doesn't care about that.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't. Read the thing.
Okay, let's look.
She's not asking about that.
Really bad, but he didn't do anything really bad. Mm-hmm. So I think the adults need to put their stuff aside for the kids, whether it be a baby or older kid or...
Tote, sis.
Guys are killing me.
I have 5 children, and it's really hard to find people that I can keep around my children and that I trust and I want around my kids. So I absolutely would keep them around.
I know I'm trying to find a way to wiggle out of this and be on the other side of it. And you guys are baffling me and running circles.
Just play the island music.
Logic. No. Adrian, am I on the island? Am I on the island? Are you on the? Are you on their side?
I'm on Michaela's side on this.
Is anybody? Is there anybody on the phone? Deanna's like, leave him, but do it nicely.
And that's Brad.
Yeah, Brad. God, I didn't even think about. I wasn't even considering the fact that I had to be on the island. All right, fine. Here's what's great is I'm really not on the island. All right, fine. Keep him around then. If you're adult enough to do it, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's hard. Amber, you're so right. It's hard to find good people that will be around your kids and be there for you and your kids. So when you got one, keep
them.
Yeah, just because they can't figure it out and stay together, why do you have to get hurt?
Yeah, Chetty, come back over here. Yeah. Leave that island and come on over.
I just don't want to be on the island.
All right, come back. Swim over.
I've got a cold. Got a cold, and I don't want to just be alone. Bye. All right, Amber, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great Monday. Thank you for calling and being part of Relationship Rehab. Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Are you a fan of Prince?
Yeah, big time.
Prince?
Yep. Purple Rain's my favorite song ever.
How about the movie?
Loved it. It's okay. It's a little long for me to watch it multiple times.
It's a little what?
A little long.
Long.
To watch it multiple times. But yeah, I love
purify
it.
Yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Yes. That's let's right. go, Chetty.
No, I love Purple. I love Purple.
You do?
Oh yeah. My God. I would die for you into Baby I'm a Star. Don't play them separately. Play them together. That's no, like it, like on the album as the Lord intended it.
Yeah.
And as Prince intended it. So
I love that you said that.
In the movie, the house that Prince, and I'm making air quotes, grew up in,
yeah,
his house, that they've, Wendy and Lisa, part of his band,
sure,
from the Revolution,
yep,
they're part of this deal, and they've turned this house, which is actually in Minneapolis,
because mm-hmm.
they filmed all the stuff on location.
Yeah.
Because at the time, who knew that Purple Rain was going to become, or Prince, or any of this
of
other
course.
Stuff was going to be what it was.
Yeah.
They just thought maybe they had something, and they might be able to turn this guy into a star, which obviously
clearly
happened.
A legend.
Oh, my God. So, we share a birthday.
Nuh-uh.
And when he was here, when he was here, I tried to leverage that to get an interview. Prince doesn't do interviews, and I was told that in no uncertain terms.
Yeah.
I thought, I just want to wish him happy birthday. They were like, but he's Jehovah, so he doesn't celebrate.
You know what's interesting? My fiance was Jehovah raised, and it's a very interesting religion. Yeah. Yeah, no
celebration. So this house that was in the movie has been transformed into a shrine to both the movie and to Prince himself. And they're doing, in honor of the movie's 40th anniversary, they're offering it up as an Airbnb. 25 one-night stays, you know, so 25 different people.
Of course.
It's weird. It's a little weird because each stay costs $7 per person in honor of the Prince song, Seven, which has nothing to do with Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
But all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you book this house as the Airbnb, if you're able to get in and get it,
right,
you get to listen to Prince's personal tape collection. Cool.
Oh, okay, that's kind of cool.
See the actual outfits that he wore.
Kind of cool.
Cool. Smell his curated scent bar featuring his favorite perfumes.
Okay, very cool.
No, I'm out.
I'm out.
There's a music lounge with instruments and an app that will teach you how to play and or sing Purple Rain or both. There's a secret door that leads to, quote, a room filled with treasures.
Oh, wow.
Right? All of that. Here's the thing. I'd like to go see it. Do you want to sleep there?
Yeah, I would. Now that you've mentioned all the things that come with it, and as gross as it may be to other people, a curated scent bar, I'm such a scent girl, perfume girl to the max. I would love it. I would sleep in it. I'm good. I would do it.
I wouldn't sleep. You know what I just realized? I'd book the Airbnb, but I'd stay up all night. Like, how long do you go at like 4 in the afternoon and then leave at 11 o'clock in the morning?
Okay, so you want to like make use of your time.
I'd like to request a late checkout. No, sir. No, sir, we can't do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to sleep. I wouldn't want to.
Why?
I'd hear stuff. I don't know. It's creepy to me.
It's creepy to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going there to brush my teeth.
Yeah, you're not going there for a normal sleep experience.
Put on your jammies.
Yeah, no.
Get into bed.
Right. You're going to learn Purple Rain.
Yeah. I might get naked and put perfume all over my body. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Michaela, have you ever gotten a gift that you wish you could just, you know, you're like, maybe this isn't for me. I'd like to maybe return this. Have you ever? I've gotten stuff that I go, what am I going to do with this?
Yeah.
And then what do? I keep it. I put it on a shelf. I display it. It's like, why do I have all this stuff?
Depending on what it is, I'll re-gift it. We always talk about those re-gifting closets. If it's good enough, I'll send it back to somebody else.
Well, asking for a friend, and in this case, the friend is the nation of Finland. What's the return policy on giant pandas? See, back in 2017, Finland was celebrating 100 years of independence, right?
Mm-hmm.
So China wanted to send something nice, and they sent them two giant pandas. And it wasn't a full-on gift. They were said, you can have these until 2033, and then we'll take them back then, right?
Okay, so like on loan.
Yeah, so it seems nice. And then people come see the pandas, and, you know, maybe they make a little money off of it at the zoo or, you know, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Finland basically called China earlier this week and said, what's your return policy on this?
Stop.
Do I have to have a receipt? Do we need to?
What happened?
They're too expensive. I guess it's really tough to take care of giant pandas. And Finland's like, we don't have the time. We don't, you know, we need a bigger house. We, you know, all of this. I guess it's the idea of like if your friends, you know, for their kid's birthday and you give them a pony and they're like, what are we going to do with this?
Yeah, dude.
So China has agreed to take them back. The zoo built a 9 $1 million habitat to try and take care of these pandas when they first arrived. On top of that, giant pandas, two of them, cost about $2 million a year to care for. The bamboo that giant pandas eat, they had to fly it in from the Netherlands.
This is a lot of work for a present.
And since the pandemic, ain't nobody going to the zoo.
True.
So they're losing money and it's too much. And Finland said, can you just take them back a little bit early? Like I said, China said, okay, and it'll be fine. But that's just funny to me. It's like, oh, look at this great gift. Now we don't want it.
Yeah, no, take it back. It's expensive.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
How difficult has your life been being McCaleb at having it spelled the way it is? M-I-K-A-L-A-H?
That silent H really takes me out sometimes.
My guess is the next time that somebody spells your name the first time they meet you, that they spell it correctly, will be the first time.
Yes, 100%.
And being a kid with the name Chet, that doesn't go well either.
No, I mean, that's hard too.
So, but it's the way, I mean, obviously parents do whatever they want. A 7-year-old boy in the UK was denied a passport recently. His parents were told because his name, quote, relates to a trademark or copyright, so they would not give him a passport. His name is Loki Skywalker Mowbray, the Star Wars. The Star Wars reference was intentional because he was born on May the 4th.
Oh my God.
So they were told that they would have to get permission from Disney or change the boy's name.
Oh, no way.
As you might imagine, the family wasn't so hot on either of those options.
No.
Especially because they're not trying to make money off of it. I mean, copyright infringement, you know what I mean? You've got to be trying to, like a lot of times nobody cares. There's certain things that we can't say on the air, even if we think it's innocent.
Sure.
In fact, here's the real story that comes to mind every time I have a story like this. Bruce Buffer, who's the announcer for UFC, is the brother of Michael Buffer. And I met Bruce Buffer way back before the UFC even happened, because Michael was the muscle that would go out and tell people, hey, you can't say let's get ready to rumble. And so we were trying to do it for a sporting event. We wanted to use it. And so somebody said, well, why don't you be the one to take care of it? So I ended up reaching out to Michael Buffer. So I reached out and he was cool. They were cool about it. We paid him a little money and we everything was just, it was fine. And ended up turning into a pretty good deal for them, I think, because they got a bulk deal from everybody in the league, if you know.
So
people enforce that stuff and we get those. You've seen in your 8 months of being here, you've seen not even 8 months yet. You've seen probably 15 emails about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
So the story has picked up steam and now the authorities kind of got a little bit pressured. And strangely enough, the email that they got from the passport people said, oh, we're going to approve it. It had just been delayed a little bit.
Oh, no, that's shady.
But I wonder if it had not gotten any traction, you know, media wise, if they'd have held them up on Disney. And Disney didn't even have it. See, and don't get mad at Disney over it, because Disney doesn't care.
Yeah.
It was just some over officious, you know, person in the passport office that thought they had to stand up for Disney's rights. God bless them.
We're here for Disney.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, do you know anybody that's gone to another country to get a medical procedure done?
Yes, I do a lot. Unfortunately, a lot of people I know.
Those showbiz types that you run with. I assume.
They've got a whole group chat. They travel in pairs.
No.
Oh, it's a thing. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. This opens up a whole line of questioning for me.
Okay. Then
have you ever had anybody that had one that was botched?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that goes to Mexico and they'll go on vacation twice a year and go get dental treatment, and they swear by it.
Yeah, listen, there's a lot of great ways to be totally honest, if we're going to get personal with it. When I was in my early 20s, I wanted to have a procedure, an upper procedure, and I went to a different country. I left with souvenirs, and they ended up not being good at all. It was like a botch. And I went to, I went to Tijuana, and I... just giving all my information, but girls, beware. No, don't do it.
That just sounds, well, I don't think we're going to get a call from Tijuana going, hey, stop talking about the quality of our stuff. I think we all know. I think with the Tijuana, I got to be honest, we should probably just end the story right there because that's good. But this guy's gotten busted in Thailand. He's 36 years old. Okay. Now this is important. Do the math on this. 36-year-old guy has been performing medical procedures for 2 decades. Oh, wait, it gets better. He admitted it's been more than 2 decades. He admitted he's 36 now, right? He advertises online to do implants for men downstairs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Started doing them self-taught, by the way. Self-taught. When he was only 14 years old.
No.
Okay, so who is going to go to a 14-year-old for any... Okay, let's just go back to my friends who go to Mexico for dental work, right? Mm-hmm. And they swear by it. Mm-hmm. But if the guy was 14, and where'd you go to school? Well, YouTube, you know, and that was even before... But that was before YouTube 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
So at some point, this 14-year-old has been performing enlargement procedures for boys. Do I need to say any more? A patient who suffered from a serious infection ended up reporting him to the authorities. He's been charged with running an unauthorized medical clinic and providing medical services without a license. I'd make a solid case for attempted murder, but I don't know.
I would too. That's a good point. Yeah. But that's not cool.
He's been doing it undetected for 2 decades. And first of all, I'm not going to the online doctor for that.
True.
I throw my hands up.
He's wrong, but I feel like I got to question the people going to see him. Like, that's a little... Girl, no.
Yeah, you kind of assume your own responsibility at that point, don't you?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Right, it's the more you know. Before we go, New York City, concrete jungle, right?
Yeah.
You know, except for Central Park, there's nothing living there. I'm not even sure about the people, if they're alive, just wandering the street, just zombies.
Yeah.
Actually, I love New York. I'm good for about 4 days in New York. I love the energy. I love the vibe. I don't like the smell. And after about 4 days, I'm over it. How many trees do you think there are in New York City?
Oh, man, thousands.
Millions. 5.2 million trees in New York City.
Okay, concrete jungle.
I would have lost that bet all day long.
100%.
And by the way, don't at me. I mean, people who love New York super love New York, and I totally get it. But I just didn't think there'd be 5 million trees in New York City. Have you ever learned about something new, like word or a name or something like that, and then you find it's almost like you know how your phone listens to you?
Yeah, of course.
And then all of a sudden stuff pops up in the algorithm. Mm-hmm. When that happens in real life, it's called the Bader, there's a name for it, the Bader with two A's, the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. Amuse your friends when stuff like that starts happening. You're like, well, I was just thinking about that the other day. And then it's not deja vu. That means you have a feeling like you've done something before.
Uh-huh.
This is called the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. So you can just act like you know way more than you do when you talk to your friends. I think that's enough. Let's get out of Monday. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Or follow us on social at 985KLUC. A very important phone call right after the show today with Superheroes for Sully.
Hey.
As we continue 66 days until Toy Drive and the big, so they're like literally we're finalizing details with them. And last year, God, I could 1,300 bikes, I want to say, from Superheroes for Sully. I'd have to go back and look. They set a record, and Kristen Maynor, who's the catalyst behind Superheroes for Sully, already giggles when I ask her how it's going this year.
So, I love that.
Very, very exciting. Adrian, what do you got working?
Nothing much, Playboy, but you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to listen or watch the Unlikely podcast on YouTube, on that free Odyssey app. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez.
And Michaela Garden.
At Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And that's it for me, baby.
Yeah, you got Mondays are your day. Like the rest of the working people in the, a lot of people who work down on the strip, Mondays is their day off. This is their weekend. And that's the same for you.
I love it.
We'll go rest up. Come back and get them tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Make it a spectacular Monday. You can't have a great week if you don't start today. So start out strong. Start out hot. We'll meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Right, it's the more you know. Before we go, New York City, concrete jungle, right?
Yes.
You know, except for Central Park, there's nothing living there. I'm not even sure about the people, if they're alive, just wandering the street, just zombies.
Yeah.
Actually, I love New York. I'm good for about 4 days in New York. I love the energy. I love the vibe. I don't like the smell. And I said, after about 4 days, I'm over it. How many trees do you think there are in New York City?
Oh, man, thousands.
Millions. 5.2 million trees in New York City.
Okay, concrete jungle.
I would have lost that bet all day long.
100%.
And by the way, don't at me. I mean, people who love New York super love New York, and I totally get it. But I just didn't think there'd be 5 million trees in New York City. Have you ever learned about something new, like a word or a name or something like that, and then you find it's almost like you know how your phone listens to you?
Yeah, of course.
And then all of a sudden stuff pops up in the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens in real life, it's called the Bader. There's a name for it. The Bader with two A's, the Bader Meinhof phenomenon. Amuse your friends when stuff like that starts happening. You're like, well, I was just thinking about that the other day. And then it's not deja vu. That means you have a feeling like you've done something before.
Uh-huh.
This is called the Bader Meinhof phenomenon. So you can just act like you know way more than you do when you talk to your friends. I think that's enough. Let's get out of Monday. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Or follow us on social at 985KLUC. A very important phone call right after the show today with Superheroes for Sully.
Hey.
As we continue 66 days until Toy Drive and the big, so they're like literally we're finalizing details with them. And last year, God, I could 1,300 bikes, I want to say, from Superheroes for Sully. I'd have to go back and look. They set a record, and Kristen Maynor, who's the catalyst behind Superheroes for Sully, already giggles when I ask her how it's going this year.
So, I love that.
Very, very exciting. Adrian, what do you got working?
Nothing much, Playboy, but you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Be sure to listen or watch the Unlikely podcast on YouTube, on that free Odyssey app. Just search Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez.
And Michaela Garden.
At Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. And that's it for me, baby.
Yeah, you got Mondays. Your day, like the rest of the working people in the, a lot of people who work down on the strip, Mondays is their day off. This is their weekend, and that's the same for you.
I love
so
it.
Good. We'll go rest up. Come back and get them tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. Make it a spectacular Monday. You can't have a great week if you don't start today. So start out strong. Start out hot. We'll meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.